Hello.
Hey, is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
Hey,
This
good.
is Joe.
How are you?
So do you have a minute?
I do. Yeah, what's going on?
Great. So actually, the reason for me to give you a call right now is because the last changes that you sent me. So there's one point I want to discuss. Let me pull it up.
Okay.
Okay, so you did mention for the information segment that please keep the text and please keep the text and graphic exactly like the sample that I sent you. Now, the sample that you sent me, once you see the sample and the actual work that we have done, now you notice the actual headings start from a little bit on the left side, and the actual paragraph is on the right side, right? Like they have some spaces in between, right?
That's right. They're indented, like each of the little paragraphs is indented a little bit.
Exactly, and then so so we try to do that. However, there are some sort of limitations on this platform. We were still able to do that, but once we're done with the website and once we are working on the responsive part, so that's where you might face some sort of issues because here on the screen size, on the computer screen sizes, on the like actual regular screen sizes, we are able to do that, but there are some sort of what do you say? Responsive errors that you might face. For example, let me give you an example right now. Now, after here, like if you see the example that you sent me, now if you talk about the first line, it says once agreed on provided services, you will receive a digital contract stating all the services and payment information you will be required, and then the next line starts with a little bit of indent, right? You will be required to sign. Now, the space
Correct.
between required and to sign, that's indent, that might be a little bit of space added when we work on the responsive of the website. So on the let's say for example on the mobile version, the line break doesn't happen on you will be required. It might happen earlier where it says you will receive a digital contract. So there you'll see this whole text might overlap the graphic that we have on the actual page. So that is the reason we have the information segment the way it is right now. Without these faces, if you want, we can actually indent the whole part on the right side or on the left side. But doing it in the middle of the paragraph, that might be a problem for us. For not for now, but when we work on the responsive of the responsiveness of the website.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you be able to put like where it says contract, and then in the rest of the paragraph by itself without it being under contract? So you can have the little paragraph next to contract start at the same place. Because right here you're saying like the first line of the contract. Indented is to the right a little bit, and then the lines underneath it are more to the right. Can you make the paragraph just a block paragraph?
So
Do you understand what?
the actual paragraph starts under the title, right? So contracts on the top, and the actual paragraph starts underneath it. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, just something so that I can, I mean, I guess you can put the paragraph underneath the contract. I think that would work fine. Would that work on your end?
Yeah, we can do that. So similarly, we have under the COVID segment, if you go to COVID segment, you'll see the actual title at the very top, and the actual paragraph starts underneath it. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the same thing, but here we have the here we won't have this blue bar scrolling. We'll just have the actual title and the paragraph underneath it.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, so the COVID looks good. Info contracts. Okay. Are you saying you can't use the little slider bar?
We can use that if you want.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah, keep the slider bar under the information, and
Yeah.
then you can put each of the paragraphs
I
underneath.
guess, yeah, so I guess we already have the small slider bar underneath the information title. So what we'll do is under each subtitle, let's say contracts, we'll do the paragraph underneath it. Then the payments, invoice, and receipts, the small line goes underneath it, right?
Yeah, I think that will work. I'm just checking. I'm formatting it now to see what it looks like to be sure that
okay.
If
you have another idea that you might want to share, let me know so I can show it to my team and see if that's possible.
Sure. I think it's going to be fine. I'm just going to see how it looks here. Yeah, I think that's going to be fine. I just want to make sure that it fits, follows or something like that. Because now if you're adding lines, I'm just hoping that it's going to fit
mm-hmm.
on the page. That's kind of my worry right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just reformatting it right now just to double check.
Oh, sure, take your time. It's all right. No worries.
Venmo. Enter. Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to work. If you're able to fit it, because now if I'm adding these lines, because we're making the smaller events.
Yeah, so in the format that you sent me, that's actually, that is doable. But you see, once we start to work on the responsiveness of the website, that's where we might face some issues. So right now, you're seeing this demo link and everything on the actual computer, right? But in future, once the website goes live, people might pull it up on their mobile phone, on their iPad, or on their TV screens as well. So the website must be smart enough to recognize the device and set itself accordingly. So people won't face any sort of like overlapping on the site or some text missing on the site, right?
Right, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I understand. Good deal. I think that's going to be fine on your account. So yeah, if you're able to fit it that way, I think that'll be fine. I can send you the sample if you think that'll work that way.
Uh-huh.
If we're thinking about the same thing,
yeah,
I think
like
it would be fine.
Great. So if you could send me the sample of what you created so we could be on the same page, I'll get that done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Right.
Thanks. I appreciate sharing that with
Perfect.
Me.
Perfect.
And I had another change. I mean, maybe it's a real simple change
mm-hmm.
for now, I think.
Okay.
It's looking really great. I'm happy with the way everything's working.
Okay.
But we had gone through a couple of changes here
mm-hmm.
with this, but because of the color scheme, but
mm-hmm.
for the COVID
mm-hmm.
page, can we change it back to the blue that we had instead of the maroon?
Sure, yeah. So let me see if
you want my card. I know we've gone back and forth on that, but now that we have the header, I think
uh-huh.
that for blue will be better because the next segment underneath the information segment, which is
mm-hmm.
about the press,
mm-hmm.
is going to be blue. Going to be blue.
Okay.
So,
Let me see if I have the color code of the blue. So I do have the color code for header blue. So are we going to use that same blue?
Not the header blue, but the darker blue.
The darker blue. Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. I found it. All right. Okay.
I called the website or web blue. I forget what I called it.
I guess that's the same blue that's being used on the small slider bar. You'll notice that's a little bit darker blue.
I believe so. Do you have the name of it there, the blue?
Let me see the actual color code.
Yeah. I think I called it.
So I do
dark
have.
Blue
a,
or
I do have a color code of it. So it's 00. So let me see. So it's hash 000032.
Oh, I think it was called Website Blue. Is what I have the name of the. I don't remember the code. I guess I have to go back and check.
You could actually type in the code on Google and see if that's the same blue that we're talking about. It's hash.
Oh yeah, sure.
Hash 4x0 and 32. I guess that's the same blue that was used previously on the website.
Uh huh. Yeah, I think so. I think that's it. Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. All right. All right.
And then we can go from there. But that sounds good. Well, thank you for sharing that information on the information page. Uh-huh. Now I'm on the information page. There's also the word receipt is spelled wrong.
So
I don't know if I was going to send you a PDF file of the sample,
uh-huh.
and you can copy text from there because there's been a few changes on there that I
uh-huh.
found.
Okay.
And can you take the new text from that new PDF that I send you?
Sure, absolutely. Like, just send me the
okay.
send me the document, and I'll take the text from there.
Okay, sounds good. And then you can delete the other text, and you can just swap out the text from the new one to the old one, or the
Perfect.
Old one to the new. Okay.
Sure. So just please send me the PDF file and the actual screenshot or the layout that you designed for the information segment.
Okay. That sounds great, and I'm sorry if this is going to affect it, but...
No, it's completely all right. It's okay. You don't
okay.
have to worry about it.
I appreciate it. Thank you, because I don't know if it's going to have to change, because, you know, we had talked about the font size, that we needed
mm-hmm.
the font to be all the segments,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know if that change anything, so sorry if it does. But I think if I send you the next segment, which is the
uh-huh.
president segment, I
uh-huh.
think that... is the one that has the most text in it.
Okay.
So I think once we do the text in that segment, we can set the size on that segment and use
mm-hmm.
that same size on the rest of the site. Does that work?
All right, yeah, absolutely. That would be great.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, sounds good. Go ahead and send
All right.
you, I'm going to send you the information segment and
mm-hmm.
the next two segments as well, so we can work on those.
Perfect. I'll be waiting for your email then.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right.
I'll send those shortly.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care.
Bye.